candles. Gotta light them up. We gotta stay warm. This is the apocalypse.
Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
Yep, I forgot to turn on my mic again. Anyway, hi, Garen Fitzgerald running you through another hour of Open Mic here at CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. And yeah, you just heard the Bluestones' Grimm, Duchess Says, Time to Reiterate, and Diggerwolf's The Apocalypse 2125 AD. And holy moly! Wow. Okay, I really like that last track. That guy, man, like, when he was like, I think it's looking at me, I was like, oh no, I know what he means. But anyway, I hope that wasn't too scary. If my kids listen to this, they'll probably be like, Papa, really? Don't play that at home. I mean, it's great music, but you got to be in the mood for it, I guess, and ready for it. But yeah. But another thing, like Duchess Says, that the Time to Reiterate. Oh man, I was loving the beat, the vibe, and like every time they said reiterate, as like, ooh, they're from Montreal, so you might have heard that in their utterances. And man, I just loved it. It really just fit so perfectly. It was so good. But anyway, yeah. crazy times. I kind of wanted to talk about something, you know, local to Canadians, that Carney speech for a minute. You know what it felt like to me was organizing the workers against the boss. Like, especially when he was talking about, like, if you're bargaining, if a middle nation is bargaining with, I don't know, like a more powerful nation, it isn't partnership if you're just taking what they give you. It's subordination is what he's saying. And it's like, man, I felt that in so many different workplaces, like especially like when I started off voice acting, like I just took what I could get and people knew that I would take what I could get. And like, quite honestly, I didn't deserve what I got at the beginning. I needed a lot of practice and training and I took it on myself to get that. So a couple of years in, and when I started figuring out, you know, oh, that's what a good voice actor is. Then I was like, oh, so I aimed for that. I achieved it. I started delivering it in my jobs. And yet I was still, you know, taking what I was given from all these, like the studios and the clients and this and that and the other. And one day I had enough of that because, quite frankly, like I was looking at the distribution here and I was like, okay, so what I'm getting is about 25 to 50% of what like these other voice actors get. And the work that I'm doing, the contribution I'm giving, makes my clients like thousands of dollars. In some cases, like there were some games I worked on, like those, you know, those, what do you call them? Like idle clicker games where you're not actually playing the game. The game plays itself, but like there's a billion characters and they all need voices. So I would sit down and do a whole bunch of like 30 of those character voices. And one day I was just like, how much money does this game make? I mean, I know it's free to download, free to play. And I went on and I read some forum talk and I was like, holy moly, these people are dropping like, there's people dropping thousands of dollars a day on these games, these pay to win, like idle games. And I was like, oh, that's not right. So I started talking to my clients and I was like, you know what? I've been talking to all the other voice actors and I've been learning about what the actual rates are. And I feel like I deserve what it is, the going rate for these jobs, not like this what you take what I get thing. And what I found is like in some cases my clients dropped me, but, and here's the thing, if I'm like for the clients that kept me, if I'm making more than I used to make, that means I need fewer clients to still meet my obligations each month. So that's what started happening. It's like, well, I'm working less and making more. And what was hilarious to me is for some of those clients, though they dropped me initially, a few months later, they're like, you know, we really would like it if you'd come back to us because we can't get anybody good. It's like, oh, really? Oh, I'm surprised. Okay, anyway, thanks very much. But yeah, so listening to Carney's Middle Nation speech and his like pragmatic approach to the future vibed with that vibe. And yeah, I think I'm going to start bringing us down a little bit in this last section of the playlist here. Coming up is, let's see, where are they? There they are. Mila Le Morena's Broken, Glad Handing's Having Fun, and Golden Blues On and On. And so here we go.
Quiero quemar tu
What up, y'all? It is time to clear my throat, apparently. And it's time to start saying goodbye. Thank you so much for listening in. This has been Open Mic. I'm Garen Fitzgerald. And yeah, we've been talking about some crazy stuff. Carney's speech, what's going on in Minnesota. I was talking a little bit about those flock cameras from Ben Jordan. So, like, if you're looking for ways to educate yourself about the upcoming weirdness, those are a good couple, a few places to start. And, you know, something I've been reading about, too, lately is, you know, everybody knows about cyberpunk, dystopic cyberpunk futures and what have you. But I'm starting to hear more about solarpunk, which is kind of a neat thing. It's like it's based around solar power. You know, steampunk is steam. Cyberpunk is kind of like computer technology. And then solarpunk is like using solar power and nature and combining this with like repurposed older technology and what have you. And like I've been looking around my house and, you know, You look at a smartphone from a couple of years back and you might think, oh, what a piece of junk. But let me tell you, the computer I had as a kid, nowhere near as powerful. It's like a pocket calculator comparison. And the things you could do with that if you only knew how. And I just would like to leave you guys thinking about the idea of solarpunk ideology. Like, check it out. There's people online who will teach you what you need to know to repurpose this stuff and, like, start making your own communities, your own communication networks, all kinds of fun stuff. But check into it, because, boy, is it crazy out there sometimes. And it's always good to have a backup plan, right? So, talking about backups, let's talk about who's coming up next. Next, you're going to be hearing Nicole from Beats and Eats, and she ain't no backup. She's a leading lady. Talking about food and music and all the wonderful things that combine with them. And, you know, later on, we got some more stuff after that, which I can't recall at the moment. And by golly, on this paper, I forgot to write it down. So I'll leave you with what I'm going to leave you with, and that is well wishes. For a wonderful sunny Thursday, good week coming up ahead to you, and a track from local band Aversions, their song Division Theory off of their album Empty Century. And yeah, today's been a mixed bag. I kind of lied about chilling out when I dropped that Glad Handing track in the last pitch there, but you know, having fun, it's having fun. It is what it is. Oh, I hate that phrase sometimes. But in this case, it's kind of funny. So yeah, coming up for you, Division Theory from Versions, and PSA is leaving you out, and Nicole with Beats and Eats. Bye-bye.
PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Did you know that LGBT students hear anti-gay slurs an average of 26 times a day? One out of every four LGBT youth are told to leave home. LGBT youth are more likely to be homeless. 30% of suicides are LGBT. PFLAG is committed to anyone struggling with sexual orientation and gender identity issues. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
We are liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.